when you consider these mass shootings that are taking place, especially the racially motivated ones, understand that racial hatred is the weapon of the establishment, that is the establishment media and also establishment political forces that are desperately trying to set off a race war in America. Hate is their weapon. They claim to be against hate, but actually they're the ones invoking it. And we've seen over and over again how, and in fact, this is being reported across independent media, how the FBI will recruit mentally ill youth, young men, typically young white men who've been diagnosed with schizophrenia, and they will be trained by the FBI and radicalized by the FBI, and then even encouraged to carry out acts of terrorism. It's a terrorism training field, and this is well documented, well known. And then when one of these acts is carried out, especially with a racial basis, then the media comes along, and if the shooter is white, then you immediately hear about that person's race. Oh, it's a white person. It's a white shooter. Or if they're conservative, it's conservative. Even though this shooter in Buffalo, by the way, was not a conservative. He was a left-wing authoritarian worshiper who was all in favor of Ukraine and went along with globalist memes. But nevertheless, if the shooter is black, the media will never tell you their race. Or as in Waukesha, if the person driving the van or the truck, whatever it was, is a person of color, you'll never hear about their race. You'll hear that, oh, the van ran over people. Whereas if it was a white person running over, let's say, a parade of black Americans, you would hear, oh, it's a white person who is slaughtering black people. But we got to remember, do not take the bait. We got to remember that you and I, regardless of our color, we are all pro-human. And understand that hate is the weapon of control. Hatred being pushed by the media, pushed by the establishment, pushed by the deep state. This is their weapon to try to launch a race war so that they can declare martial law. And then they can declare an end to freedom of speech. This is their goal. They also want to declare, of course, an end to the Second Amendment, not just the First Amendment, but they want to take away everybody's guns. In order to do that, they need a race war. And in order to have a race war, they need to divide people with hatred of race. This is the same tactic that's been used by Soros and others, other globalists around the world, to set off civil wars in Yugoslavia or in Kosovo or, I mean, gosh, pick your history of warring factions in China, you know, the Cultural Revolution. It was always about pitting one group against another. And in Yugoslavia, they had to pit them against each other based on religion. But in America, because we are such a multiracial nation, they're trying to pit one race against another. But anytime you go along with that, by taking the bait and allowing hatred to rise up in your own consciousness, that is actually doing the work of evil. That's doing the work of the globalists. So the answer is to recognize the humanity in people all around you, fellow Americans of every color, of every ethnicity, and do not fall for the hate. Now, I understand that's increasingly difficult at times when so many people of color are involved in so much pushing of hate. For example, Yale law students, one young woman in particular who is looks like she's of India descent, she and other Yale law students are openly talking about hounding all conservatives who are pro-life. That is, fellow students who are at Yale Law School who are, you know, young conservative leaders. The Yale law students who are people of color, they want to make the lives of those conservatives miserable. And they openly talk about it, how you should just, you know, hound them and berate them and verbally attack them constantly and make their life a living hell, things like that. And that's the philosophy now of the left. The left has a philosophy of authoritarianism, hatred, censorship, violence, attacking people, shaming people, deplatforming people. And this exists throughout big tech, law schools, medical schools. You know, it's in the public school system. It's in government. It's in every institution that you can think of, science, medicine, whatever. But that's the philosophy of the left. Hatred is their weapon. But they claim to be tolerant, of course, which is nonsense. You know, they claim to be inclusive and diverse, but they demand obedience and they demand that you be subversive to their agenda, which is an agenda of hating people who are white-skinned, for example, or hating people who are cisgendered, i.e. normal heterosexual people, are on the hate list. The only way to be acceptable to the left is to check one of the check boxes of either having the right skin color or having the right transgenderism or sexual orientation or being an immigrant or whatever. There's a few other check boxes. Everybody else is subjected to the left's hate. So hate is their weapon. And we have to remember not to fall for that hate. We also have to remember, by the way, that most crimes in America that are violent are not carried out with guns. In fact, I was reading a piece by Lott, L-O-T-T. I think it's Trent Lott. Is it Junior? I'd have to check. But he looked at the FBI statistics. 92% of violent crimes in America are carried out without the use of a gun. 92%. You know, rapes, robberies, assaults, and so on. No gun is involved. Firearms are used in only 8% of violent crimes that take place in America. And even among those 8% that use firearms, by far, most of those crimes are carried out by, let's just be honest, gangbangers against other gangbangers, regardless of the color. They might be black, white, Latino, whatever, but it is gangbangers killing gangbangers, you know, gang members. That's the vast majority of gun violence in America. It's not, statistically speaking, it's not innocent people being shot spontaneously out of the blue, although that did happen in Buffalo over the last weekend. And it does happen from time to time, such as the Las Vegas shooting. But it does not make up a substantial percentage of crime victims or even criminal assaults. It is a fluke or a series of flukes. It is rare. You know, you are far more likely to be struck by lightning than to be shot in a mass shooting. I mean, if you just look at the numbers, you can confirm that. It doesn't mean it's not real, but we have to be rational about how we observe these things and how we react to them. What the media wants you to do is to focus on this shooting, focus on the shooter being white, focus on the victims being black, and then they want you to build up this internal hatred, or they want the black community to build up hatred against white people in particular, and then they hope there's going to be, you know, more black people attacking white groups, and then more retaliation from white people attacking black groups, and then an escalation into, you know, race wars. That's what they hope. They're trying to set that off. And we cannot allow ourselves to be used in that way. So monitor your emotions. Understand that if you feel hatred, if you feel anger, if you feel a rising of anger in your heart, your mind, your consciousness, step back for a moment and ask yourself, whoa, where did this hatred come from? Who does this hatred serve? Even ask yourself, am I in control of my own emotions in this moment? Why am I feeling this intense emotion? How was this invoked? Is it justified? Is it rational? Or am I being neurologically manipulated by a journo-terrorism mass media that has been handed orders by the CIA to whip up a race war in America? So you need to be able to step out of your experience and observe your experience as an outside observer and start to ask these critical questions. In other words, you need to be your own kind of counselor or psychoanalyst. Or if you've ever heard of lucid dreaming, which means becoming aware in your dreams, as you're dreaming, you gain consciousness and you have awareness that you're dreaming. It's a similar kind of thing to be experiencing a very intense emotion and then to be able to step out of that and ask yourself, whoa, why am I experiencing this emotion? You could call it kind of lucid living, I guess, instead of lucid dreaming. And in this case, lucidity just, it just means awareness. It doesn't have anything to do with Lucifer or Satanism or anything like that. It's just a remember that the term Lucifer, you know, borrowed the word root of Lucy, L-U-C-I, which means, you know, illumination. And then the, you know, the dark satanic forces twisted that around to make it its opposite. And that's why, you know, the name Lucifer tried to borrow the word root of what actually means light and illumination. But anyway, that's another podcast. But when you hear the term lucid living or lucid dreaming, it has nothing to do with Lucifer. It's just about self-awareness. That's my point here today. Be self-aware about your emotions, about your reactions. And if you feel a seething anger or hatred rising up within you, understand that has been implanted. You have been taken over. You have been infiltrated. Your neurology has been hijacked by the media, or perhaps by your peers. You have been turned into a robot of hatred to carry out the goals of the globalist tyrants and their fascist regime. So reject that and return to who you really are, because who you really are is a loving, caring, compassionate human being who loves life and wishes the best outcome for everyone around you. You don't wish harm upon anyone, certainly not based on the color of their skin or the country of origin or anything else, or even their sexual orientation. You don't wish harm on anyone. You just wish for liberty and peace for everybody. At least, I think that's what you believe. That's what I believe. That's what most of us probably agree on. So keep all that in mind, and thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and of course, brighteon.com. Take care.